This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. So, what do you think is the biggest threat to endangered species? Maybe pollution? Maybe the hole in the ozone layers? Well, it turns out it could possibly be the internet. Thousands of endangered animals, polar bears, rare corals, they're being bought, sold, and traded online. And conservationists are going to be talking about this at the 175-nation Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species taking place this week in the Middle East Gulf state of Qatar. Adam Minot with our partner, the BBC, is there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Adam.
Hello, Celeste.
So, in what way is the internet the largest threat to endangered species?
Well, I think what has happened, this convention, which is known as CITES, is really catching up with the internet world, and it hasn't really done that for a few years. And what is happening is that people sitting in their living rooms and at home are buying and selling what are, in effect, endangered species. You mentioned some of them, but there are literally all sorts. They tend obviously to be small things, often insects, small creatures, or products of creatures. And they're buying and selling them across the internet. And this sort of trade, which amounts to many, many millions of dollars, is really going on very much uncharted by those who are involved in conservation. So at CITES, during the course of the past few days, they've started to put into place some measures to try to limit and control this trade.
So who's they're actually, I guess the theory there is that they just made it more accessible for people to purchase endangered species. But how exactly are they going to stop that? I mean, you can't really control what people sell to each other on the internet, can you?
I think it's going to be difficult, and I think in the first instance they're going to set up some sort of monitoring system to try to get a handle on what sort of goods are being exchanged over the internet and on what scale, because frankly they don't know. But I think what is happening is that the very small creatures are literally being sent in the post almost from one country to another. A lot of these creatures are endangered. Some are endangered of even going into extinction as a result of this enhanced trade over the internet. So I think people here are saying, look, we need to catch up with this. We need to work out where it's happening, who's doing it, on what scale, so that we can put a stop to it where necessary.
There's not a complete agreement on this, though. I mean, they've had trouble getting agreement on proposals to protect sharks. There's certainly lots of other trade in polar bears that's had trouble getting through these places. Are they going to actually get a sign-on from all of these 175 nations?
As you say, getting 175 nations to agree is not easy, and you're right. I mean, these CITES conventions take place every 2 or 3 years. We tend to pay attention to the emblematic species, like the ones you've mentioned, the polar bear and the tiger and the elephant. And there are measures each year contested to try to put controls on the way that these creatures and the products of these creatures are limited. They don't always happen because for some people they look upon these species and the products of them as a resource. I mean, for example, two African countries have tried to get the one-off sale of ivory stocks. They hold something like $20, $30 million worth of ivory sitting there in warehouses in these two countries, Tanzania and Zambia. They want to sell them, they say, so that they can use the proceeds to improve conservation in their country. But those measures were blocked here. So there are all sorts of things like that going on.
Well, we'll see whether or not they get any kind of agreement at the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. That is, I'm Adam Minot, reporting with her partner, the BBC.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.